Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of personal AI and augmented intelligence.
Ooh, exciting. So fine-tuning a large language model on a second brain, like teaching it to think like you, that's next level.
Exactly. This guy experimented with DeepSeek's R1 Llama 8B model, feeding it his entire Obsidian vault, which is essentially his digital brain, packed with notes, ideas, everything.
Hold on, everything? Didn't he have privacy concerns? 5,000 notes is a lot of data.
Good catch. He filtered out the super personal stuff, focusing on content he was comfortable sharing with the model. He also used a smaller subset for the actual fine-tuning, centering it around a core concept he calls joy span.
Joy span? What's that all about?
It's his personal philosophy on balancing work, happiness, and relationships. Optimizing for moments of joy, not just money. A unique concept, perfect for testing if the model truly learned from his data, not just memorized it. He even used GPT-4 to generate targeted Q&A pairs for training.
Clever. So did it work? Did he create a mini him?
Well, kind of. He got some impressive results. The model could define joy span pretty accurately, but he acknowledges its early days, version 0.01 of something much bigger. He questions whether it's true learning or just overfitting.
Right? That's always the risk. But even if it's not perfect, it's a huge step. Imagine the possibilities.
Absolutely. He talks about a future of seamless capture with smart glasses feeding directly into our second brains. Data-centric AI that distills information into easily searchable concept notes. Smaller, more powerful local models personalized to us.
Like having a super-powered research assistant living in your computer. But what about now? How does he actually use AI in his current workflow?
He has a simple rule. Machines generate, humans curate. He uses plugins for vector similarity and smart context in Obsidian, feeding linked notes to LLMs for distillation. He focuses on crafting the right prompts, letting the AI generate code, ideas, and different perspectives. Then he curates the output, picking out the gems.
That's interesting. So it's not about replacing human thought, but augmenting it, making us more efficient, more creative.
Precisely. It's about adapting to the intelligence age, amplifying our abilities, and he encourages everyone to experiment, share their findings, and discover the best path forward together.
I'm on board. This is exciting stuff. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. That's all for today's Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.